Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1524, air date November 7th, 2024.
Hello, everyone. It's Dr. Shiva Ayadure. Today, we're going to be having a discussion about the recent election that took place. And I want to give you my analysis of this because I think a lot of people have such a short attention span, unfortunately, because of what social media does to them. They don't have a chance to reflect on what happened. So I want to reflect on what happened over the last couple of years since we announced our candidacy in April of 2023, the events that took place more recently, last night, and what this means for not only the United States, but what it means for the rest of the world. So I titled this talk, and you may think it's funny, but I don't think it really is. It says, Bibi Netanyahu becomes 47th president, Trump selected as the chief house slave. So that's what we want to talk about. And why did I call this title that? And there's a lot of dynamics here we want to cover. First of all, many of you know, in April of 2023, I decided to run for president. And we made a very conscious decision to do that in order to enable large sets of the public in the United States more access to understand that there are other options of real leaders who come bottoms up, what is the nature of a bottoms up movement, and why everyone should get involved in understanding and being part of the movement for truth, freedom, health. Because the only way out of the suffering of human beings or the long march of oppression is going to come from each individual wanting to save themselves and taking self-responsibility. It's not going to come from politicians doing stuff from above. And as a part of that, we launched a campaign in April 2023. We showed two graphs, cost of living going up and lifespan coming down. And that was to really engage people to recognize that over the last 50 years, regardless of people who were selected for you or you thought you were choosing, they continued to print money and devastate the working class. And concomitantly, they actually destroyed people's health. Okay? So if you have a child or daughter today, your son or daughter is going to have a shorter lifespan than you. So we talked about that. These are facts that came out, that fact particular by Kaiser Permanente, one of the largest insurance companies. So that was really the launch of the campaign. Another dimension to our campaign was to talk about the swarm, the fact that the establishment has created a methodology, a very powerful methodology to keep people, thanks Trey, to keep people in, to have a finite set of people rule over 8 billion of us. And a lot of people talk about this, the swamp, or they say the Rothschilds, or they say this, but they don't really have a definitive understanding of what they're talking about. So the swarm, if you go to Shatter the Swarm, that came out in the middle of the campaign in a whiteboard diagram I shared with people in a very detailed manner. Who is the swarm? Why we use the term the swarm? And why it's important for people to build a bottoms-up movement and support truth, freedom, health, right? Why they must become warriors. And more importantly, why they need to support our campaign. And what does it mean voting or writing my name? And it meant that they're unplugging from the swarm. So we got that across. And, you know, tens, hundreds of millions of people have seen that Shatter the Swarm video. So now you come to October 7th of 2023 and something happens, which was called, this is very interesting. We'll talk about this. Someone says, I'm convinced the left purposely fumbled the election because Trump has a bigger influence to put the finishing touches on the NWO. Yes, we'll talk about that. I like the word him using fumbled. Insightful piece. Purposely fumbled, intentionally fumbled. But so on October 7th, there was a supposed attack by Hamas, claiming on hand gliders, made it through all the sophisticated Israeli defense systems, right? And kidnapped supposedly people and all this kind of stuff. So if you go look back at that, I immediately gave an analysis. I said, look, Hamas was created by Israel. And a lot of people didn't want to believe that, but that was true. Hamas was created by Israel. And then as that unraveled, I did a video, and it came out sort of just automatically, where I said that I'm the only presidential candidate who does not suck Zionist cock. It wasn't something I intended to say, it just happened. And that, in the midst of all the shadow banning, also went viral. You can multiply how many ever views that got by probably 100, and that to get the right number of views. And then you saw that go out, and I had to educate people on what is Zionism. I would say most of the so-called influencers on social media had no idea. But as that video of the Zionist cocksucker was going live, you started seeing other people copying our content, my content particularly. But because there are grifters on the social media who just watch what's trending, and then they grab onto that rhetoric to get views and clicks. It's really an insidious thing that's going on. And some of them are actually agents of Mossad or CIA that talk as though they're in with the shtick, right? But they actually are doing it either for monetary reasons or they're doing it because to misdirect the movement. And I'll talk about some of those people. But clearly during this time, I must have done many, many videos. You can go see them educating people. What is Zionism? Anti-Zionism is not anti-Semitism. And that education was going out very, very broadly. And then the Zionists wanted to push forward the idea that anti-Zionism and anti-Semitism are the same. And if you remember, in December of last year, the Congress passed a bill saying that anti-Zionism and anti-Semitism are the same, okay? Or anti-Zionism and anti-Semitism are the same. We did a lot of educational videos over the last 9 months teaching people that Brahmanism equals Nazism equals Zionism, which means the concept of defining a small set of people should rule over others was a concept that's a political ideology. Zionism was one, Brahmanism from the Hindu model, or Nazism. And the purpose of doing this was to exploit people, labor. So you could say, you're non-Jewish, therefore you should get paid less. Oh, you're not a Brahmin, you're a lower caste, we're going to pay you less. So Zionism is racism in the service of imperialism. But again, we taught a lot of people these concepts, very profound concepts. And then we also educated all of you that the only way that you're going to end the disaster, not the disaster, genocide that's going on in Palestine is not by saying ceasefire now, which is a bogus slogan, which is used by the liberal, quote-unquote, Zionists. And they've been doing that for 40 years. And I said, what this really means, you take two steps forward and you take one step back. It allows Israel to go two steps forward and take one step back. That's what ceasefire now means. The now meaning, like, for now. It should really be ceasefire for now. But they don't tell you that. And I shared that the real slogan should be end the occupation of America from Zionism. Okay? Because it is the United States that has been occupied. So if you care about babies in Palestine, you can't be waffling. And a lot of these grifters, anti-Zionist grifters, wearing MAGA hats, acting like they're anti-Zionist, never really criticizing Trump. They'll attack Biden and Kamala on that wing, but they want to be in favor with the Trumpers. So they really have no balls. And many of these are guys, men who act all tough, but none of them endorsed our campaign for president, knowing we were the only anti-Zionist candidate. They were like hoping for Trump because they're fake men in many ways. They really don't have any idea of what they're saying, okay? At a fundamental level. They're grifters, all right? So our campaign, an anti-Zionist campaign for president, again, because we have this powerful movement, Truth Freedom Health, truthfreedomhealth.com. Yes, yes, you said it, Uncle Larry. This fucking douchebag anomaly, or Dan Bilzerian. I was very disappointed with Jake Shields, okay? And you can go down the list. A fool, Nick Fuentes. He should be Nick Fool, you know, Fules or something. So you have these guys acting like they're tough. I mean, when I first spoke to Jake Shields, he really didn't know the difference between Zionism and anti-Semitism, but it was getting him a lot of views. I thought he was very sincere. He said, we're going to do a podcast. Crickets after a while, okay? So these people don't really know the depths of Zionism, or they're grifters, or they're part of Mossad or CIA. There's this guy called Sheikh Suleiman, talks a big game. And he said, I'm going to do a poll on who is running for, who would you vote for president? Put Harris, Kamala, and Stein. Stein is a total liberal Zionist. He knows I exist. So I had to hit him hard. He's a Muslim Uncle Tom. So he was leading all these Muslims to Trump or to Stein. Okay? So all of this played itself out. And the reason these people behave like this is, again, either they're part of the establishment or they're agents or they're just dumb. It's one or the other. But Anomaly is a complete douchebag. He knows about us. You know, I don't know what the fuck he does, right? Probably smokes a lot of weed, but he doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. He wants to be a grifter, okay? He takes no positions. And the reason these people behave like this is because they have no intention, no sincerity, no direction, except to build their views and clicks. This is how these guys make money. They don't actually have a job. They do this mechanism, or if they did have some celebrity job, this is their new way to help them create new celebrities, okay? So our movement, because we have a movement, and our goal is to grow the movement, to shatter the swarm, which has always been my intention for nearly 50 years, which we've cracked the code. We give people actual direction. Hey, if you want to really change the world, number one, you have to save yourself. Number two, it's not just about truth, freedom, health. It's about all three. You have to take care of your body. You have to want to learn how to be a good activist. You have to learn science. And so we've created the entire educational program to do that. So we tell people to go to Shatter the Swarm. We tell people to take the entire course free. Get off the plantation. Come to our open houses, which Trey will put up right there. We do every Thursdays at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. We tell you to do that. You get to meet other people. They're going to keep you on course. They're not going to let you bullshit about this or that. Okay? Someone said Anomaly finally took their... Yeah, Anomaly took fucking Zionist money, probably. Probably did. Thanks, Trey. So we have created a global movement now. 500 million people know about our movement. So what's hilarious to watch is a level of invisibility they have to do. I used to get 10 million views a day. Elon Musk, that little doofus who's never created anything, had to put in all sorts of shadow banning. And we expose this. We have a federal court case against him. So the reality is they do not want bottoms-up movements, because it is only a true bottoms-up movement which will expose them. Anyone coming top-down can't expose them because they're owned. So as a part of this, we were very consistent about Kamala and Trump. Two sides of the same coin, okay? And in many of these discussions, I shared with you that this is like marketing. So here's the swarm. They have two different designs they're trying to see which hook will work, right? If you're fishing, you use different lures. Will Trump be able to deceive the masses better so they can continue their agenda, or will Kamala? And that's one dimension. Or what kind of approach do they want to take? Do they want to be liberal Zionists, or do they want to be heavy-handed Zionists? Well, what the reality shows is, if you remember when Bibi Netanyahu, this Satan, was allowed to present to the entire House of Congress. And remember, what we teach is the swarm itself has its own internal feuds. They don't like what perfume someone wears. They don't like the fact that someone's wife I don't know, dissed them at some party. They have their own internal feuds. Kamala Harris decided not to go to the event when Netanyahu spoke at Congress. Trump embraced Netanyahu and his wife, had them at Mar-a-Lago, fed them, sucked their dick off, all that kind of good things he did for them, right? So, and Netanyahu just moved through absolute total annihilation of Gaza and now Lebanon. So, and the impotence of the left and the right against that could be seen. The Christian right, who talks about Christ, was absolutely fine with the genocide. The left, on the other hand, including the nouveau left of Jill Stein, Stein, you have to call her, because this woman is actually a fucking Zionist. And you had the Sheikh Suleiman promoting Stein. Stein was put in to be there to get votes from Kamala for Trump. In fact, Trump was praising Stein as a great politician. Disgusting. Stein was talking about her beloved Israel, right? How she doesn't want Israel to burn. Okay? Stein is the one who attacked Cynthia McKinney, who is a black congresswoman, Dr. Cynthia McKinney, who asserted that Israel's behind 9/11, call Cynthia McKinney 9/11. So Stein is a liberal Zionist. So what happened was the swarm decided we need a real Zionist who will help finish the job. And that's what Trump said, who will just do things for money and get the shit done. Kamala does the same thing, but they needed a heavy-handed person. They needed people who would, who could confuse people, all these idiots thinking, you know, Kennedy stands for health when he has said, I believe in total vaccination, full vaccination of all Americans. I vaccinated all my people. And then they give him a brand called MAHA, right? Or you take Elon Musk, who they've sold as a fighter for free speech. Elon Musk has openly said free speech does not equal free reach. It's an advanced form of censorship. You have Vivek Ramaswamy, who's a big pharma bullshitting Brahmin, who just made up drugs that don't even work. Okay. And you can go on and on. These people are absolute con men to the power of 10. So that the establishment, the swarm, decided to give them, select them for this job for the next 4 years. And what is that job? Well, first of all, you have to understand Trump is a house nigga. He's a house slave to the president of the United States. As I wrote in my tweet, I said, you know, congratulations to Bibi Netanyahu for becoming the next 47th president. You know, I surely could not compete with genocide, you know, bribes, right? Destruction and bribery and extortion. That's what, so Bibi Netanyahu is a president of the United States. His house slave, who will be out there acting like he's a president, that's Donald fucking Trump. That's what actually happened over the next 24 hours. A decision was made. And by the way, having been one of the chief, probably the expert on election integrity in the United States from a technical standpoint and a victim of it, victim of election fraud, you guys know that election fraud is a large-scale process. It begins with who they give visibility, then who they put on the ballot, who they put on the debate stage. All of these occur, and at the last minute, they do their final tweaks to decide who will serve the swarm better. And the decision was made, they need to go heavy in the Middle East. And what does that look like? Well, understand that Trump is in the real estate business. He really is, and he's a fucking stupid businessman. His dad was in the real estate business. Jared Kushner is in the real estate business. All the people here are in the real estate business. And how do you get real estate? Well, either you work hard, you save money, and you go buy something. That's the way we all do it. The way they do it is they go take big bank loans at low interest rates. They leverage one property against another. That's another method. The most destructive way of buying real estate, you just go somewhere and you just take over that property. It's called genocide. We did it to the Native Americans, or the settlers did it, right? That's what's happening in the Middle East. Oh, the Israelis are like, we want greater Israel. And that's what we want. We want the land from here to here, from the river to the sea, and to Iraq, and et cetera. They had this whole plan for greater Israel. And Israel is the one who's one of or if not the main weapon of the swarm. So they put all their people in power in Congress. They anoint the president, let's call it not the president, their house slave, Bibi Netanyahu in this case is a president. And Trump was given a $100 million check to be a good house slave by Sheldon Adelson's wife. So what they have done is they've created an infrastructure to do real estate. So, and what's the big real estate game here? The big real estate game for the swarm is Russia. Russia is a $75 trillion piece of real estate. And since 1978, the United States has wanted to cut up Russia into 76, 78, into three major pieces, and then atomize into smaller regions. Russia is problematic for Western imperialism because the Russians had a workers' revolution in 1917. The Russians are the ones who fought Hitler. Hitler was put in power by British and Western imperialism. Russia is a huge piece of land worth $75 trillion of national assets. To give you the second in there is the United States, which is $45 trillion. So the goal is to cut up Russia. And I say this, you can go read the works of Zbigniew Brzezinski, who was Jimmy Carter's right-hand man. He was the one who put together this big thesis. And so since 1978 to today, the goal has been to chop up Russia. The immediate goal of the establishment and the swarm is to force Russia to fight on two fronts, Ukraine and the Middle East. It's called a war of attrition. And if they can get Russia to do that, the theory is they're going to get a certain amount of land, okay? And that's the goal. So to do this, they launch the attack. They started the stuff in Ukraine. And as I've talked about in other videos, how did they do that? Well, first, in 1993, post-Reagan, in what, 84, Reagan ran Russia into the ground by doing an arms race. Then they put Gorbachev, their man, in power. Next thing that was done was the Soviet Union is atomized, right? Then step by step by step, they started bringing many of these ex-Soviet Union countries into the NATO. And then in 2014, they did a coup in Ukraine, which pissed off the Russians in the eastern part of Ukraine who had fought Nazis. They put a neo-Nazi in power. And that's what got us here. This was all planned. The goal has always been to atomize Russia. And so now they engineered the war in Ukraine. And then President of the United States, 47th President of the United States, I like to call him Bibi Netanyahu's job was to go call up Hamas, start the shit in Gaza. So they start the stuff there. And to ultimately draw Iran into the war. Why do they want Iran in the war? Because if Iran comes in, Russia's going to have to come in. That's the goal here. So then you have Russia over here has two fronts they have to fight on, the Middle East front, as well as the Ukrainian front, because Russia and Iran have a defense pact. So the goal is to pull in Russia to fight on two fronts. And then they've done some game theory on this, to basically say they'll do a war of attrition on Russia and eventually they'll negotiate and get, you know, let's say they even get, you know, 1% or 10% of that $75 trillion worth of Russian land, that's 7 trillion. Well, you put in 100 billion into a war and you get 7 trillion back. They're saying, wow, that's a 70X return on our investment. So Trump, the con man, Trump, the bullshitter, was decided by the elites that he would be the better agent for this. So he is now in the White House, but he's not running the White House. Bibi Netanyahu, who is the 47th president of the United States, he will tell Trump what to do. Trump will act like he's in business, but he isn't. So that's why I said, if you look at what I posted, Trey will post that up, the graphic. I said, you know, the 47th president of the United States is now Bibi Netanyahu. And Trump has been selected as his chief house slave. Isn't it fascinating, though, that you don't hear anything about election fraud. I hope everyone has an opportunity to read the works of James Bamforth, and you will find out that in 2016, election fraud actually took place against Hillary. Trump was installed. And no one talks about that. They said, oh, it's too big to rig. Well, then after the pandemic, the elites needed to execute Ukraine. Surely if Trump did it, it would make him, you know, the people wouldn't accept it. So they brought in Joe Biden to do that. And now they need more heavy-handed work. So they bring in Trump, you see? So that's how it works. It's marketing is what they're doing. The swarm is running all of this. The people that you see here are simply faces. Amanda says, my respected Dr. Shiva, the only one that takes the time to bring to the world the truth of the globalist government of the Israeli puppets. Yeah, we have to explain this because many of you work very hard. You don't have time to figure out all this stuff, right? I've been able to figure out all this stuff because I take a systems approach. That's why I encourage all of you to become part of this global community. Go to truthfreedomhealth.com, but start with Shatter the Swarm, but become part of our Warrior Scholar program. You're contributing to your own advancement. Come to our open house. We have one tomorrow. You'll meet other people. But after an election like this ends, the elites have you on roller coaster. So people just go back to their lives. And we're saying, don't do that. Continue to watch these videos, become part of the Truth from Health community, and learn that the only way out of this is you. You have to want to save yourself. Now, I just happen to have spent my whole life creating those tools. We decided to run for president. And guess what? They never expected us with less than $100,000. Less than $100,000. We got on nearly every ballot as a write-in or listed. And to let you know, when we added up all the votes and they're still coming in, we've spent less than $1 per vote. Trump and Kamala Harris, Trump spent $60 on a vote. You know, these people together raised close to $4.5 billion. $8 billion. The Republicans and the Democrats. Think about how much money they raised to get their millions of votes. But I did the same with $1 per vote, less than $100,000. Why? It wasn't me or the money. It was the fact that we actually have a bottoms-up movement. And that's what we're trying to educate you guys on. You have no idea of the infinite power that an individual has once they move into a space of unplugging from this nonsense and wanting to save themselves. And the good news is we've laid out the educational program, the movement, the community, the technologies, all of that. And when you go through this program, we want to make sure children can have it all over the world. Any child, you can sponsor them to take it for free. You can give it away to a million kids. This is truly a noble mission that Truth, Freedom, Health is about. And it's really about you. It's about empowering you. It's truly about, someone just said, people power. But people power takes a little bit of effort on your part. And that's what this is about. So we've created this infrastructure. So go to truthfreedomhealth.com, go to Shatter the Swarm, watch that video with your family, do the Get Off the Plantation course. You're going to have to put in a little bit of effort, but the rewards are enormous because you have this whole community. You go look at our social media feeds. I mean, huge community of high quality people who are off the plantation. And the conversations we have in our movement are not stupid fucking conversations. Like, what do you think about Trump? What do you think about Kamala Harris? We talk about, what do you think about you? So that's what I wanted to share with you guys. And I have to go to another meeting. In fact, those of you coming, this was Bibi Netanyahu becomes 47th president, Trump selected chief house slave. Understand that our movement has amazing solutions. I have to work on a scientific paper on ALS. You know, we're using cytosol to go after Lou Gehrig's disease. So I actually have a full-time job. Plus, I educate people to be systems health educators. And then we've also created Clean Food Certified, which is a global seal to define the source of good, clean food. So I wanted to let everyone know that you don't have to fear. It doesn't matter what they do. It doesn't matter if they rig or unrig elections. It doesn't matter if they start World War III or not, or another pandemic. They're going to do whatever the fuck they want. The issue is, what are you going to do? That's what we want to encourage you to do, and to let you know that if you get to that point where you want to do something, we're here, but we're not here to convince you. Everyone has to go through their own educational process. I've never been, and you know in your own lives, you try to push someone to do something, they rebel back. We want to support your journey. If you need to go follow Trump and get fucked over by him, or Bernie Sanders, or booby fucking Kennedy, you're going to have to go through that journey. But when you come out of that, hopefully you don't have to go through that. Recognize that we've created the tool so you can understand the system's dynamics of oppression and control. You can understand what you can do. And these systems you can use for anything, your body, etc. So anyway, thank you, everyone. It was great to have all your support. But the campaign for president is by no means the end. It was just for us a way to mobilize people. So we've had a massive landslide victory in many ways. We have incredible volunteers. We got on the ballot. We have major lawsuits we filed. We've created an amazing set of leaders globally right now. So we have a huge amount to celebrate, and so do you, because you know now the real movement exists, not the Jill Stein, the Tulsi Gabbard, the Bernie Sanders, or Ron Paul. All these people have no theory. They have no framework. They all let you down. They'll always continue to let you down because they're opportunists. They go which way the wind blows. They don't have any fundamental roots. And that's what we do. Okay. I'd like, Trey, if you can kindly play the Journey to Systems video. Or actually, Trey, play the Anthem video and then the Features video. Those two, Anthem video and Features video. Again, become part of this community, okay? Because you deserve it for you. Don't do it for anyone else, but recognize we must build a bottoms-up movement. Again, we got $1 is all we spent per vote. People power. They had to spend $60 to compete with our $1. Imagine if we had more people. We don't even need more money, more people. That's what this is about. Money is never the solution. It's us using our resourcefulness and our ingenuity, but particularly knowledge. Okay? So thanks, everyone. Be well, be the light. Trey, can you play the Anthem video and then play the Features video?
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves. Because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that, and that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up, working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not so obvious establishment. which are those people who claim they're for you, on the left and the right, the Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own quote-unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics. And I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com. So people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth Freedom Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there. But we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com. Hello, this is Dr. Shiva Ayyadurai. Welcome to VA Shiva, the platform of education, technology, and activism, so you may raise your consciousness to win the truth, freedom, and health you need to create the future you deserve. The VA Shiva platform provides its truth, freedom, health warrior scholars the following three capabilities. Number one, an ultimate education that is based on the science of systems. Number two, technologies to empower you to take charge of your health, as well as social media tools, independent of big tech, so you can connect with other incredible truth, freedom, health warrior scholars equally dedicated like you to winning truth, freedom, and health. Three, instruments for activism, so you become a beacon of light in your online and offline community to educate others, growth, and advancement. VA Shiva provides you the foundations of the science of systems, the ultimate education. The science of systems provides you the missing fundamental scientific knowledge to understand every system in and around you. The science of systems will enable you to uncover the real problem and real solution in any situation and on any issue. Concerning the educational component, first, you will receive direct access to me to learn the science of systems in my 3-hour live private online group class that I run every week. Second, you will have access to archived lectures so you can continue your education independent of me. Third, you can test your proficiency in learning the fundamental principles and get a formal certification for the foundations of systems. Independent of this classroom education, you will receive also 4 important books. The first book is the best-selling classic Systems and Revolution, from which you can learn all of these concepts and more. The second book is The Science of Everything that will educate you on how the science of systems is the foundational knowledge of every system in the universe. The third book, Your Body, Your System, focuses on how to understand the interplay of these systems within your own body. And then the fourth book, Your System, Your Life, will help you apply these principles to other aspects of your life, such as running a business, understanding relationships, and more. Beyond the curriculum and books, the second capability is the technologies that you will be afforded. One of them is a powerful Your Body, Your System software, which is an online laboratory where you can use your body as a system to further deepen your understanding of the science of systems. The tool allows you to understand what kind of system you are. Is your system on course, or or is it off course? And how the inputs of food, supplements, herbs, activities such as sleep, yoga, meditation, exercise can affect your body to bring it back on course. Finally, to support your education, I've also included a seminal scientific paper that I wrote, which will help you understand that the knowledge of systems, it does not only originate in the modern world starting in the 1920s and 30s, but it actually dates back 10 to 20,000 years and intersects directly with the foundations of Eastern systems of medicine. In addition to this, you will also get two scientific papers sharing how the science of systems can also be used to apply to understanding how food is medicine. One paper exposes turmeric from the molecular systems level and how it affects your body. The other paper explores ginger and how that affects your body. That's just the educational piece. As you raise your consciousness through this education, you will likely want to connect with other Truth Freedom Health Warrior scholars in an environment where you can connect and build community. To support that, I've also created two powerful social media tools. One of them is a VA Shiva forum. Here you can start discussions, you can pose questions and meet others and have healthy debates. The other is VA Shiva Social, where you can create your own profile, your own presence, like other major social media tools. However, it is independent of big tech. You can use VA Shiva Social to interconnect with your fellow Truth Freedom Health Warrior scholars and build community. Beyond the education capability and the social media capability, the platform also enables you to take action by disseminating your knowledge on the ground and into your local online and offline communities. Powerful educational cards and research are included, so you can pass these cards to your friends and neighbors that provide them summarized content, which further directs them to online research and education. In addition to this, the activism component also provides you many, many short 1-minute educational video content, memes, and text, allowing you to quickly craft messages for your Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, and other pages, so you can deliver content to educate others and drive them to longer educational posts on VA Shiva. VA Shiva is fundamentally an enabling platform for you to get the truth, freedom, and health you deserve through education, technology, and activism. I hope you become a Truth, Freedom, and Health Warrior scholar today. Thank you.